in terms of what I'm talking about in the book, I think that the Democrats for the last generation have been a party on the defensive, very much fearful of being attacked as being on the left, and very much in sort of awe of the power of conservatism, particularly its attack machine. But after the failures and indeed debacles of the last 7 years, the Democrats are coming to life. I think with Obama and Hillary Clinton, the differences on policy are not immense. I think both parties, both candidates, along with John Edwards, have essentially moved towards a more progressive stance in response to the Bush years and the cries from Democrats to take a stronger stand. I think the difference really is coming down to whether the Democrats do best with an experienced Hillary Clinton, who, of course, brings back echoes of her husband's presidency, or whether the Democrats should be looking in a brand new direction for a brand new generation of leadership in the figure of Barack Obama. But I think in both cases, the Democrats are trying to turn the country in a new direction, that Democrats have had enough and there's a lot of support in the country for a new direction.
I've heard some say that this is reminiscent in some ways of maybe 1984, when you had the establishment candidate and Walter Mondale and the insurgent at that time, Gary Hart, who of course plays a big part in the Liberals' moment. Do you think that's superficial? Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, there are a lot of resemblances, and certainly Hillary Clinton in sort of talking about Obama as being all talk and no action is deliberately recalling Walter Mondale's Where's the Beef? Criticism of Gary Hart. The huge difference here goes back to what I said a minute ago, which is that 1984 was an election dominated by Ronald Reagan, and one in which the Democrats were probably bound to lose and lost hugely. Whereas this time, the backdrop is an unsuccessful Republican president and a country which, judging by the polls, is quite open to change. So while it is an establishment against an insurgent candidacy, the context is much more favorable, and I think that's going to affect the way Democrats, when they vote in the various state primaries, judge the two candidates.